New patient dictation. Patient name is Jaquan Shorter. J like Japan. A C Q U A N. Last name is Shorter. S H O R T E R. Date of birth is 7/9/89. Date of accident 12/21/1923. Data service is 2/6/2024. Patient is brought here, referred by her chiropractor, provide evaluation, chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in the both shoulders, especially the left shoulder, numbness and tingling of both hands, all five fingers, and shooting pain to the right leg posteriorly. In S1-S2 dermatome fashion involving bottom of the foot on the right side and all the five toes. There is also reported numbness and tingling on the left arm involving all the five fingers. In addition, patient has history of headaches. She also alleges a previous accident that happened in November of 2023. Current accident happened on December 21, 2023. For the accident of November 2023, there was no claim was filed. She was a passenger in the front seat. No injuries happened and she was only seen one time at Sinai Grace Hospital. She has not processed any claim or any issues going on from this accident. No details are available. Patient has been advised to provide more details about that accident. We have requested Sinai Grace Hospital for a record release for the accident of November 2023. She doesn't remember the date. Regarding the current accident of December 2021-2023, he reports that she was involved in automobile accident as follows. On 12/21/2023, around 10:59. She was traveling with DeAndre William, DeAndreWillims, and one more person in a Chevy Trailblazer of 2002 as a driver. She was not wearing seatbelt, airbag was not deployed. Accident happened near Wyoming, WYOMING, Schoolcraft, near the liquor store parking lot in West Detroit. Patient report that she was trying to pull out of the parking lot when another car was coming in and rear-ended their car while she had not come out of the parking lot. The other car was Nissan Versa 2023, and accident happened no more than 15 to 20 miles an hour. There was no loss of consciousness. Airbags did not deploy. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The damage was to other car. Her car had no damage at all. Bumper was okay. Rear bumper was okay. No glass breakage. No damage to the inside of the car. Like no damage to the headrest or steering wheel console. Nothing. Regarding the injury, patient report that she jerked up and down, forward and backward, and jerked her neck, leading to whiplash. Seatbelt was not applied. There was no cuts, bruises, or any fractures. And from the seatbelt, she suffered from seatbelt contusion to the neck, possible whiplash. I had mentioned that she was not wearing a seatbelt, but actually that is the wrong one. She was wearing seatbelt. Anyway, the history of presenting illness, patient reports of ongoing moderate to severe headaches, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are located to the front and the back of the head. They last for 2 to 3 hours, and they are associated with nausea and vomiting, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise. Symptoms of PBI are reported, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and nausea. Patient denies any problem with the taste or smell. Patient has no TMJ problem, face problem. no problem with the vision, no history of any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. There is no loss of consciousness or seizures, no incontinence. Regarding the pain, patient is reporting pain history of occupying the neck, mid-back, and lower back. Neck pain is 6 to 7, mid-back pain is 8, lower back pain is 7 to 8. Pain is both the shoulders. The left shoulder is more worse. It is around 6 to 7 with ability to lift the arm in abduction. Forward flexion maximum is 90 degrees, beyond which she feels pain. Right shoulder pain is only 3 and she can do up to 180 degrees without any problem. Patient reports of shooting pain from the neck down to the left arm, front and back, involving all the 5 fingers, as numbness and tingling almost constantly. On the right side, only the fingers are numb, but the rest of the arm is not having any radiation of pain from the neck. However, the lower back pain is radiating to the posterior part of the leg on the right side, involving the bottom of the foot and all the toes. All of these pains are reported to be present continuously as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, sickening, punishing, heart burning, aching, heavy, tender, and tiring. The ADLs are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and then modified factor for the pain is, the ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, lying down, walking, driving, bending, sitting, and relieved by sleeping medicine, which makes it tolerable. Regarding the previous x-rays, MRI, none of them have been done. Patient has not seen any hospital or ER. Patient reports of muscle weakness in the left arm and the right leg, but without any blood or bowel incontinence. Further, patient reports of anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, difficulty walking, and lightheadedness. No subtle anesthesia. Regarding past treatment, patient reports no emergency room visit on the day of accident. And regarding the doctor, patient has been to dependable health management, but she was not satisfied. One visit only. No physical therapy. However, she did a chiropractic treatment, 4 to 5 visits only, but no improvement. No other treatments are reported. Please review the chart for the system review for the past surgical history, allergies, for family history. And the relationship status, current employment status, and employment status, legal history, and personal history, ADLs. Physical examination, blood pressure is 135 over 88, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 98%. Height 5'3", weight is 235. Patient is a 34-year-old, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. It's sitting comfortably. Patient is well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. I did not identify any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases, or severe anxiety or lethargy. Patient exhibits a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk with slight antalgic gait, but however, she can walk without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological, musculature, and psychiatric examination that are made. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal. Please use the template. Fine tenderness is located in C5 and 6 and 7 and L4 and 5 and bilateral SI joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm non present and no hypertonicity or tenderness. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine is 30, forward flexion, 15 is the extension, 15 is the bilateral side flexion, 20 is the bilateral rotation. Hyperextension was slightly painful. Maneuvers to identify to produce the pain are as follows. Cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign, Lermit test are positive. And inspection test was positive. Thoracic spine Roos test is negative. Lumbar spine Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. And straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. Levinsky is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender with positive standing flexion test, positive iliac compression test, positive distraction test, positive Faber test, positive Gonsalan test bilaterally. Examination of the extremities except for the left shoulder. Rest of the extremities are found to be completely intact. The right shoulder is completely normal. Rest of the extremities, which include the right upper extremity and both lower extremities, are completely normal without any tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, and the range of motion is completely normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed, gait is slightly indulgent, but not using any adaptive devices, cane or rotator walker as of now. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that the patient is able to lift her left arm up to 90 degrees maximum on active motion for forward flexion and for abduction, and pain level is around 6, and passive range of motions are normal. No crepitus or grinding noise is heard, popping noise on moving the shoulder. Special test for rotator cuff injury was noticed to be positive on the left side with positive Hocken candidate test, positive empty beer cane test, near test and speed test, and anterior posterior apprehension test are all found to be positive. Distally, the wrist is completely normal with normal with negative tendon sign, phalen sign, normal grip, normal sensations, normal motor power, without any issues of atrophy of thenar prominence or anything else. Lower extremity is completely normal. No tenderness of the knees or hip is noticed. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 XXV R26.89 S09.90 XVA G79.891 CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. lumbar spine have 5.4.5, 5.1.27, 5.4.16, 5.4.42, S33.5, etc. Sacral leg spine M46.1, S33.5, etc. Plan of care for Jack Quan shorter is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to continue for the neck, lower back, left shoulder, and also right knee, right ankle and foot for 3 times a week, with also using traction massage, aquatherapy, weight training, home exercise, mechanical track program. The disability patient is informed, is provided a disability for work, housework replacement and transportation. Medications, non-narcotic medications is Elavil, 50 milligram at night for help with the GAD disorder and sleep. Pain, naproxen 500 twice a day for use after lunch and dinner with food, twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day to relieve the muscle spasm. Lidocaine gel 5% topical pain relief. Narcotic pain medication, Narcan 10 over 325 every once a day for 7 days. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered at the time of dictation, except she is being given an injection to the left shoulder, the rotator cuff area, and the paraspinal region paraspinal region of lumbar region L1 to L5 bilaterally. 2 injections in the lower back and 2 injections in the trapezius muscle of the middle fibers. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, not warranted. Attended care casework is not warranted. Fast medical records are ordered, released, if any. Investigations, an MRI of the cervical spine, MRI of the lumbar spine, and MRI of the left shoulder is ordered to identify the trauma or pathology. Trauma-related pathology, DMEs. Patient is provided with a neck brace, back brace, tense unit for further healing. Education is yes. And follow-up visit is 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.